We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Roger Goodell gave his sort of state of the state at the owners' meetings down in Orlando yesterday. One of the things they talked about, Fourier, was Tom Brady, the owner. Not just Tom Brady, the football player or the broadcaster or something like that. According to Roger Goodell, they were asked about Brady's bid to be a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. Goodell said Tuesday, "I wouldn't say it's a delay. We go through a very thorough process. We're just going through our process."
So it's not a delay because somebody's purposely slowing it down.
Right.
Right? It's just the way it always is with any billionaire.
It's like when Christian Fourier would submit something to the NFL fund that can help with surgeries. Good luck on that. Pay for it on your own and maybe you'll get the money back in 12 years.
What do you think the dollar amount is for a bid into a NFL, like a minority bid into an NFL football team?
I mean, it all depends on what percentage I think you're talking about. And I think that was the real issue was Tommy Boy Davis was trying to slide it by everybody that Brady was going to get a bigger piece than what he was actually going to pay for.
Over $1.2 trillion.
No, that's just to fix the bridge in Baltimore, for crying out loud. I mean, that's going to be rough. People in Rhode Island were like, wait, y'all going to pay for that? Another story
now,
for
people
another
in Rhode
time.
Island aren't bitching anymore about their bridge.
Well, it could have came down. They would have put the right people on it. Some would have been rooting for that thing to crumble. But be that as it may, I think it's about the valuation. Because all these
valuation of the Raiders.
It's all the formula. So the Patriots have a higher valuation than, say, the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you were going to buy 5% of the Jaguars, that number you would pay would be very different than it would be to get in with the Patriots. What's very interesting to me is that this wasn't extended by the Crafts to someone like Tom Brady, who could have done a good job of maybe running subterfuge or being able to explain things a little differently or point, hey, look over here and then run the other way, whatever it is. It's just interesting that of all teams, it's Tommy Boy Davis who's trying to suck in Brady to be an owner out there.
Yeah, and I know that it's the valuation is gonna you know, determine if you want 5%, okay, 5% based on this valuation equals this $100 million. I'm just curious what you think, what would be the amount of check that he would stroke in order to, you know, we're talking $20 million?
No.
Spitballing here,
I think it's,
$20 million?
I would say it's $100 million probably in cash, and then you figure out all the different ways that you can leverage him. Let's not act like he doesn't have $100 million to be able to
cash,
invest.
Straight cash, homie?
Yeah, I would think.
You think he's got $100 million
I would think,
in the bank cash?
I would think that he's pretty close.
What do you think he's worth? What do you think Brady is worth?
Oh, over, I would say $250 million. Considering a lot of people look at him right now, and Brady has been steadfast in, I'm going into the Fox booth. So he's got.
That's true.
He has $185 million minimum. That's coming to him over 10 years. So say you knock that down to $18 million a year. He, at bare minimum, all he's going to do is show up to
the one.
$18 million on his schedule, low end. I would think that if Brady needed to find some financing and stuff as well, he could probably do so, I would think. And if I roll Tommy Boy Davis, that's the angle I would say to Brady. Listen, if you go get money from venture capitalists, make sure it's somebody that like has a lot of dough that we can trust. So that way, if I ever want to get out from underneath this thing, considering Las Vegas gave me a stadium, I will do so willingly but take the billions.
Isn't it the safest investment known to man when you're talking about, okay, I don't know. That's I've never been done before. You're going to give me $100 million. You're instantly going to make like 100% return on an investment.
Well, I think it's more of the setting Brady up for where he really wants to get to. I mean, if you look at it, there's been only two other NFL players in history who have ended up with equity or ownership stake. Do you know who they are?
Well, Jerry Richardson.
Is one, well, definitely.
They literally kicked out. I don't know who the other guy was.
George Halas.
Oh, okay.
That's a bit of a trick question.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
It is tricky. But if I'm the Raiders, you're begging Brady. In a city of stars, you have one that's a part of the ownership group. Like, you know, with all due respect, when old, you know, bowl cut Tommy Boy Davis goes rolling into the WNBA rally and he's dancing like RKK was 20 years ago, they're like, oh my God, this guy's not hip. At least with Brady,
but it is just
the
Raiders, though. It's not like it's not like the Kraft Group or the, you know,
Fenway Sports Group.
Sports Group, where they have he's just investing in the football team.
I think he might already be in on the WNBA team.
I think he is.
It's more of the this is me personally. I think Tom Brady looks at Tommy Boy Davis and sees a sucker. I can talk this guy into, hey, he let me in. Now I'm going to learn the other end of it from the owner end.
It is. Why?
All I got to do is get the right money.
How did that relationship grow where the owner, I would say if I'm an owner of a national football team, I'm not peeling off a percentage to anybody. I don't need your money. And the Raiders don't need, unless, well, I don't know if they financially are strapped.
No, that's the thing.
But, like, do I really need your money?
There's a lot of talk that Davis might be up against it a little bit because of the John Gruden deal. That's a lawsuit. You got to pay it out. He's going to, obviously, the lawyers are going to be involved. You know, that's costing dough. Hey, listen, Las Vegas lured that guy there with the whole promise of a stadium because he didn't have the money to just go do it on his own. Like, when you really think about it, the Kraft spent, what, $350 million originally to build Gillette Stadium? They pumped another $250 million into it. Say they've pumped $200 million over X amount.
Plus the 50 for the new childcare.
Okay, so five. Is it 50?
50 for everything.
50 for the Chuck E. Cheese. But seriously, think about it. Even if they have been putting $20 million into the stadium every year, in terms of an investment, I don't even know if they've hit $1 billion spent on the stadium.
Probably, yeah.
Whereas old Davis couldn't come up with that. You know what I mean? It was like, please God, get me out of
Oakland.
Yeah,
because Davis doesn't have like a paper business that he uses to kind of...
Well, to cushion the blow.
Yeah, it's not like he's like, if this fails, I still got this.
He was playing games where the team was at the biggest dump of an NFL stadium ever. Not a lot of suites, all that kind of stuff. Now in Vegas, it kind of sells... Really, it sells itself because it's in Vegas. I don't even think the Raiders need to be that great. Just kind of be okay, have a star or two, and people will be happy out there. It's not like around here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.